This is Dr. Tim Turlop from Turlop Chiropractic, inviting you to join us every Wednesday morning for 30 Minutes to Vitality. Each week, we'll be addressing topics that are ultimately important to your health and to mine. Topics about prevention of disease, expressing greater well-being, more mobility, and vitality overall. Join us every Wednesday morning for 30 Minutes to Vitality.
Well, look at there. I think it's Wednesday. It is Wednesday morning. Would you look at that? And it is that time of day, 11:30, 11:35 to be exact. I'm JW. Thanks for joining us, because at this time every Wednesday, of course, on 99.9 WXJB, it's none other than Dr. Tim Turlop and a show called Your 30 Minutes to Vitality. The Turlop Chiropractic is sponsoring the show, Turlop Chiropractic, for your next appointment. Go online and check out drturlop.com. That's drterlep.com. Or give their office a call, 352-666-2222, to make your next appointment. Turlop Chiropractic on Northcliff Boulevard, Spring Hill, just a little east of US 19. I'm JW. Thanks for joining us. Our phone number is here. If you have a question for the doctor, that's why he's here. 352-796-7272. 352-587-9952. Either one will get you through to the studio where you can ask your question to Dr. Turlop personally. And with that, this is your 30 Minutes to Vitality.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, hello. So all happy right. Thanksgiving early. Let me be the first to actually say it.
Oh, thank you.
So happy Thanksgiving.
Yes.
So just again, just don't overeat.
Is that the only message you got for us?
Right now, that's about the only one I can
well,
give.
Well, we'll take it.
Okay, so the program's done for the day.
There you go.
Right? Okay.
No need to call the office.
We're done. So, okay, probably not. And the first thing I'd like to just jump into is actually on December the 1st. I want to invite everybody. We're having our 25th annual Toys for Tots toy drive.
Yeah.
So it's from 10 a.m. till 1 p.m. on Saturday, the 1st of December.
Mm-hmm.
So right after, so it's a week from this coming Saturday that we'll be doing that. And everything that we do at the office will be absolutely at no charge.
Cool.
So all of our physicians are donating their day, donating their time. We're donating our services for people to come on in and just bring in a couple of brand new toys.
Mm-hmm.
We ask that nobody bring in used toys.
Okay.
So they need to be, you know, fresh, brand new toys.
All right.
That we bring in and just donate a toy, and everything that we do is absolutely no charge. So if you're an established patient of the office and want to come in for a checkup, come on in, actually. So you've seen the doc, it's absolutely no charge. Hydrotherapy, massage therapy, you name it, whatever we do. Spinal adjustments, of course, they're absolutely no charge.
Okay.
New patients that we've never seen before can come on in. Get an exam, consultation, history, x-rays, everything's at no charge for a few brand new toys.
Cool.
Right. Again, if it's just one toy, that's okay. But you know, it'd be really nice to actually, because we have a goal. We're trying to raise 750 toys.
Mm-hmm.
Last year we raised 635 toys, and we're trying to exceed that. And the Marines with the Toys for Tots folks have been nice enough to agree once again, because they're so great.
Yeah.
To actually keep all of the toys that we raise in Hernando County.
Good.
So they won't go to other counties or other people. They'll stay for the children of Hernando County, who we can actually support at Christmas time and give them a really cool Christmas. So it's kind of a really fun day. We'll have all kinds of stuff. If you're hungry, Papa John's will be there. We have Starbucks and baristas will be serving coffee. Rita's Italian Ice. We have jugglers and magicians. We've got Santa and Mrs. Claus, the real Santa Miss, that we're flying them in next Thursday from the North Pole.
That's awesome.
So they're awesome. And we've got professional photographers to take family portraits or for the kids. We've got ornament decorating contests for the children. We've got Christmas cookie contests for the kids. We've got professional carolers. Uh-huh. We've got barbershop quartets. We've got just about everything. It's happening. It's really quite a Christmas party.
Let's kick this holiday off right by helping those that are in need, Toys for Tots. And last time I saw Santa and Mrs. Claus, it's been a year already, and thank God you're actually flying the real ones in. Because
we're flying them in.
Like I said, it's been a year since I've actually met the real Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus.
It's true. Yeah. And unfortunately, Santa wanted to fly first class. I was really shocked by that.
Can imagine.
But yeah, he said, it's got to be first class or I'm not coming.
That's right.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. That's but we did. We took care of it.
All the cookies and milk you can drink in first class.
He's coming. Yeah. He's coming. He'll be there. So again, it's next Saturday, December the 1st from 10 to 1.
Okay.
And just want to invite everybody to that. Okay.
25 years.
There you go.
Thank you.
Yeah, I've been doing that for 25 years.
I know it.
So it's
you've been here, 30 years, your practice?
30 years.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. Ooh. So, yeah, I'm old.
Awesome.
I'm old now. Anyways, right? So, this is our 30 minutes of vitality where we say every single week that we're built to be vital.
Yep.
We're built to express well-being. That all we have is interferences to that innate or inborn expression that we have. Mm-hmm. We're either getting things that we need to remove that are creating interference, or we're not getting stuff that we need to add to actually give the body what it needs, and it will express vitality.
Okay.
So this week, actually, I ran across a piece of research, and it's pretty common. We deal with it a lot in our office, and it comes from OA, which is actually stands for osteoarthritis. Mm. Right, and osteoarthritis is a breakdown of the lining of the joint, and it can be any joint. It can be in your knees. It can be in your hands. It can be in your elbows. It can be in your hips.
It's an actual disease, right?
It is, it is a disease.
Yes.
It is a degenerative disease characteristically. Yeah. And sometimes it's called OA. So if I say OA, it means osteoarthritis.
Okay.
Right? So it's a kind of arthritis. Well, there's a study that came across, and we deal with it a lot on these things, but this new study that came out, it's from the University of Rochester Medical Center, that they were looking at OA, osteoarthritis itself, and how that relates to obesity, right? Because which most people wouldn't think, well, I've got osteoarthritis, and wouldn't necessarily think that the reason I have osteoarthritis is because I'm overweight. Mm. And believe it or not, the research is actually showing that the first thing that a different statistic that wasn't in the study, but looking at it is if you're born after 1940, which is really weird because we think of arthritis characteristically and OA specifically, osteoarthritis, we think of it as an older person's disorder.
Right.
You know, and people go, well, you know, we're older and so we've been around for a long time. So the joints are wearing out like everything else is wearing out. Right. And therefore we get OA. But what's really interesting is if you actually go prior to 1940, people are older than 1940. Mm-hmm. I mean, my mom was born in 1923, for gosh sakes.
Right. My dad was born in 29. So yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but you are literally 2.5 times more likely to have osteoarthritis if you were born after 1940.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Interesting, yeah. Right? Right. You go, well, wait a minute. I thought it was an older person's disorder. And the research is showing us, and we've talked about this a lot in our office, it is not, right? And we've talked many, many times. We brought it up last week, I think the week or two prior to that, that one of the beginnings of every form of disease in our bodies is inflammation.
Yeah, that's right.
Right, is the presence of inflammation. So when we look at osteoarthritis, guess what?
Yeah.
When you see the words itis on the appendicitis, tonsillitis, osteoarthritis, itis, always refers to inflammation.
Okay.
That's just the fancy suffix, end of a word that we put in that just means it's swollen, it's inflamed.
Okay.
So we do have, of course, the joint lining and the joint itself is inflamed.
It's also painful,
right?
Yeah, it is.
But one of the things that we're seeing and what this research kind of pretty conclusively has demonstrated is that when we're overweight, and we already know this, but now we know how it relates to arthritis, is that it creates more inflammation in the body, right? So when we are actually carrying extra pounds, right, it actually creates a higher level of, we've used the word before, these inflammatory biomarkers. Mm-hmm. And those are just things that we see in the blood when we do blood work, and we can actually see these little indicators that tell us other indices of swelling, of inflammation in our bodies. And the more weight we put on, the higher the levels of inflammation.
Okay.
Right. And specifically, it can actually then go into the joints and create inflammation in the joints. And then there's a fancy immune cell called a macrophage. And that little guy sees that inflammation and says, wow, I need to go in there. They clean up. Think of them as cleanup cells. Uh-huh. It's kind of simplistic, but that's the idea. Right. And they're cleanup cells. So then they start going in. They start invading and infiltrating the joints, trying to clean it up. And then they cause damage of this lining, the synovium, it's called, inside the joints, and cause it to break down and then become really painful, right? Now, so many times we'd heard over the years, and especially like when people would go in for hip problem and they'd have degenerative arthritis, osteoarthritis in the hip, and be told, well, guess what? You need to have a hip replacement, right? Because you're overweight. And we'd actually see that the prevailing thought for a long time was that knee arthritis, where it would lead to the need for a knee replacement or hip arthritis, would actually be because the person was overweight. And it kind of makes sense. You'd say, well, there's excess weight that's on top of that hip. It's only designed to carry so much of a load.
Right.
And so if we put more weight on top of it, and over time it causes it to wear and wear and wear till it's broken down because of excess weight.
Right.
Okay. That kind of makes sense. It's logical,
yeah,
right?
Sure.
But what we know is that that's not actually the case.
Really?
Right. It's actually the inflammation that's actually causing the breakdown, because the person is overweight, having greater amounts of inflammation, which is causing the joint to break down. It isn't necessarily because the excess weight is doing it.
Okay.
Right? So what these researchers were doing is that they looked at these different levels in obesity and all that kind of, and what we found out with the obesity is it changes your, one more time, guess what it goes back to? Gut health.
Yeah.
Right? And it's changing the specific, you're going to love this word. Mm. There's a bacterium specifically called it, Bifidobacterium.
Sure.
Right? Uh-huh. Pseudolongum.
Wow.
Okay. If you can say that three times really fast, yeah, you win the prize.
There you go.
Right? But this one specific bacterium, as we noticed, as we get bigger and bigger and bigger, this specific bacterium would go down and down and down.
Okay.
So we'd actually lose its population in obese people. And specifically in this study, they were looking in these poor little mice, uh-huh, right? These poor mice, they get abused all the time.
Right.
But believe it or not, their physiology is very similar to ours. Mm-hmm. So they're really kind of ideal, unfortunately, when we have to do studies like that to experiment on. Right.
Yeah.
Right. So they would have these, actually these two healthy offspring.
Okay.
And they'd have one that they'd actually make fat.
Right.
And they'd have another one that they'd actually let be of normal body habitus, uh-huh, that would not be fat, and they'd be of lean body mass.
Okay.
Right. And again, the ones that we'd actually see would lose this one bacterium in the colon. And then we talked a little about brain health and these things called short chain fatty acids. Uh-huh. Well, that produces these little guys. And it's great for brain health, but guess what it's also great for? Inflammation, right? Mm. And these things would not be produced. And so they gave this fancy thing, and we've talked before about something called prebiotics.
Okay.
And that's prebiotics, right, are the things that the bacteria in the colon are the good stuff that they actually eat, right? So it's, if you think of a probiotic, this bacterium, they eat prebiotics, the stuff that's the precursor, that's their food.
Okay.
Right. And so they gave it one specific kind, and forget, I'm not going to get into the names because they're, again, just like the name of that bacterium, they're stupid long names.
Yep.
Right. And it really is irrelevant for our discussion. Mm-hmm. Kind of interesting, but who cares? Mm-hmm. Right. So they fed these mice, and once they became big, they started feeding them this specific prebiotic, right? Which, again, you and I would get from eating plants. If we ate more vegetables and we ate more fruits, we'd get more of the specific kind of prebiotic. Well, as they fed them this stuff, guess what population of bacterium started to increase? You're right. That fancy Bifidobacterium pseudolongum, right?
Okay.
The specific bacteria started to increase its population, increase its population, increase its population. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, we'd notice that the inflammatory biomarkers would start to go down, right? Those things, those markers of inflammation in the bodies. Mm-hmm. And then the joint breakdown would stop. So they'd actually, and then they had another set of mice that they would let get fat, and they'd start to feed them this prebiotic to start with.
All right.
And they found out that those guys would never develop the joint damage to begin with.
Okay.
Right? So wait a minute, what does that mean?
Right.
I don't get it.
I'm trying to follow you here.
Right?
Yeah.
What it means is that when they were actually, I'll clarify, is the inflammation and the joint breakdown didn't happen, they didn't get any skinnier.
Right.
Right. So just because that population of good bacterium actually increased, the poor little mice did not get any smaller.
Right.
They stayed heavy.
Okay.
But the joint breakdown didn't happen. So wait a minute. You're saying that if I have this specific bacterium that's normal in our colons, that actually we keep it elevated, right, that the joint breakdown doesn't happen.
Wow.
That's exactly what I'm saying. So in spite of being overweight, they would not develop the osteoarthritic presentation that we'd see in their brethren who were heavy, that if they were not fed this prebiotic as to offset it, they would actually get more inflamed, develop hip and knee arthritis, and have progressive problems physically because of it.
Wow.
Interesting, isn't it?
It is very interesting.
Right? And there's other stuff. I'm not getting other studies, but have shown us the same thing, that with certain ways that we can manage inflammation, that all of a sudden the breakdown, even in people, we'd start to watch that the breakdown, even if the person was overweight, right, we would see that the breakdown would not transpire in spite of it.
Okay, if it comes back to the gut health, then I would think that the breakdown in the gut would be associated with that in some way or another, not obesity, but the breakdown in the gut.
The breakdown of which?
With your good bacteria that you were mentioning.
It is.
I don't want to name it, but
it is. Yeah. Who can?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So,
Right. I don't want to name it. I can't.
This is why my kids call me a geek, right?
Right.
I can't, and I find it interesting. They go, "That's really weird that you like that." I go, "I know, but it's cool, right?"
Right.
And it does. So what happens by being big?
Uh-huh.
It changes the composition of the bacteria in the colon, and that one specific species actually suffers a great deal.
Right.
And that's one of the things that's leading then to this significant increase in inflammation.
Yeah.
So when we feed it the prebiotic,
uh-huh.
right, it starts to get bigger and the bacteria starts to grow back and back and back.
Okay.
And then it starts to out-populate
uh-huh.
these other bacteria that were then causing more and more inflammation.
Uh-huh.
So it actually balances it out and negates it and stops that inflammatory process.
Okay.
Now, why is this significant to us? Well, because my goodness gracious, the CDC actually has indicated, it's bad now, right? That nearly 40% of the U.S. population is not just overweight, but obese.
I know.
Right? It's up to like 38%.
Really? It's risen over the years.
Yeah. It's almost 40% of us now are obese. And obese is defined as having a body mass index of over 30.
Mm-hmm.
Overweight is a body mass index of 25 to 29.9,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
You got to stay under 30, right? They're 29.9, right? Right. And that's considered overweight. Now, if you add the overweight population, we're up to 72% of our population is actually overweight or obese. Right. And so then we get these arthritides and this joint breakdown and the joint pain. Right. And you go, it's this rampant disease. So why since 1940 are you 2.5 times more likely to get osteoarthritis if your 85-year-old mother?
Right.
Who at 85 has far less likelihood of getting OA.
Uh-huh.
Inflammation.
Okay.
Inflammation.
It's only been prevalent since 1940.
As we've gotten rampant increase in obesity, which then has also then led to this change in our gut health, right? Which is just amazing, right? Now, what's interesting is then as we get bigger, unfortunately, we tend to be more sedentary.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So then we will tend not to engage in activities and go out and do things that are, you know, we tend to, the bigger we get, the less active we tend to get. Mm-hmm. I mean, the research is really clear on that. Right. And then guess what happens when we get more sedentary? It changes our gut health just through movement. Right. So again, you get these alterations in the gut where the bacteria gets screwed up because we don't move. We know that when people who exercise, just by exercise, nothing different other than exercise, it changes the composition of the bacteria in the gut.
Well, that's a good thing.
It's a great thing.
Yeah.
But again, we have to move.
Yeah.
Right? So we need to make sure that we're getting that. So what we've talked about before in terms of eating more plants, right? So again, how do we actually nourish that gut? Even if we are overweight, right? How do we nourish it so we actually can change that composition to decrease the inflammation so that we don't get that? Well, again, we talked about vegetables and fruits. More plants. Because then you're giving those prebiotics, that composite, there's a specific one called inulin, right? That's actually, it's a soluble fiber, who cares? But you'll find it in a lot of plants, right? And that's what we want to give that, to give it the prebiotics. So the composition of those bacteria is much more healthful, right? And then we tend to get less inflammation.
Right.
Isn't that an amazing thing?
That is.
Right? And interestingly enough, so that Bifidobacterium, right, pseudolongum, right, is it one of the 14 that we actually have in our innate probiotic that we use at the office to help supplement people to rebalance their colons? Yes. It's one of the strategies we use to bring down systemic inflammation because, boy, do we have a lot of people without arthritis?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Lots and lots. So we're trying to get a joint to actually be stimulated to work more healthfully, but it's all inflamed. So there's strategies that we use to try and bring down inflammation while we actually improve the functionality of the articulations or joints of the body. Okay, great. And then we've got the 1-2 punch where we can actually get correction.
That's right. So I know, and I'm pretty sure that Turlip Chiropractic measures BMI.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Now, how do you measure gut health?
If you really wanted me to do that,
I can think of, I can imagine.
Your thought is exactly what everybody else is. It's a poop sample.
Right. Okay. Now, I guess you could take a sample.
No, we don't.
Okay.
We don't.
So you don't send it off?
We can send it out to a lab if we need to.
Yeah, but you'd rather send them to a lab or?
If we need to do that.
If you need to, yeah.
Usually what we will do, that's why we use a really, really quality, high potent supplement.
Okay.
To actually, of live bacteria,
uh-huh.
to actually help to repopulate and rebalance the colon.
Okay.
Right. And then you'll see those sorts of things, biomarkers in conjunction with the rest of the core four,
uh-huh.
right, with omega-3 fatty acids, which uh-huh. are, again, significantly anti-inflammatory.
Okay.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. With vitamin D, which also, if you optimize the levels in the bloodstream, mm-hmm. also are significantly anti-inflammatory
right.
and will facilitate joint health as well.
Mm.
So we put those together. So what other things could we use if you have inflammation to lower it? Were there a couple of simple ones? There's I'd say 7 or 8 different botanicals, right? Herbs, okay. et cetera, the plants that we can use. But the big three that I really love to use mm-hmm. are, again, we've talked about before, curcumin.
Oh, right.
Which is an element from turmeric.
Okay.
Right? It really, really anti-inflammatory. If we specifically want to look at joint health
uh-huh.
and reducing pain secondary to inflammation in the joints and osteoarthritis, curcumin can be really wonderful okay. if used in the right doses.
Mm-hmm.
Usually for somebody with OA, I'm not going to give anybody less than a gram of a 95% standardized curcuminoid. Who cares?
Right.
It's really high quality.
Right.
So it works, right? The other one is ginger.
Mm.
Right, simple ginger. It's mm-hmm. just a humble little plant, right? And it works amazing. It's mm-hmm. a high-quality ginger supplement.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I wouldn't use less than a gram, right? Sometimes we'll use up to 2 grams,
okay.
right, depending on the person's presentation.
How much is that, by the way, a gram or two?
I mean, a gram can be in one capsule, actually.
Okay.
Right?
Okay, so you're not talking like a tablespoon. No.
We'll use it in a capsule.
Yeah,
it's a
okay.
lot easier.
All right. Okay.
Right, to actually do that way.
Okay.
And the other one is kind of a funky-sounding herb. It's actually called Boswellia.
Mm.
All right, now Boswellia is kind of fun to say.
Boswellia, yeah.
Yeah, it makes you want to dance a little bit or something.
Yeah.
Right? So Boswellia is another really potent anti-inflammatory.
Okay.
Now these do other things, but we specifically want to look at inflammation. That's what we're talking about.
Oh, okay.
Right. So those are three simple botanicals.
Okay.
That if in a high quality platform can actually reduce inflammation significantly.
Okay.
Also then consuming more plants to help to standardize the gut and then to use a really, really high potency probiotic
mm-hmm.
supplement.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So ours has like 50 billion bacteria in every capsule and 14 different strains.
Okay.
It's a little bit unusual to find something that potent. But again, in America today, we have this significant problem where we're even seeing, as we talked about, you know, obesity itself being so prevalent.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's a huge problem. So just about, I mean, if we know that it creates this, that remember we've talked about the fancy word dysbiosis,
mm-hmm.
if it creates that imbalance in the bacteria in the colon from being obese. Well, that means that 72% of our patients who walk in the door are going to have that just off the bat. I don't have to even send them out for a test.
Right.
Because we know by virtue of the fact that it's going to be to greater or lesser degrees,
mm-hmm.
but they will have it.
Yeah.
It's just the way it is. It's almost like saying, and here's a scary number, right? When we look at it, for every pound of excess weight that we carry,
mm-hmm.
right, the body actually has to, again, even though it's fat, if it doesn't get blood and nourishment that goes to it to keep it alive, those fat cells are going to go ahead and they'll necrose. They'll die,
mm.
right? So the body has to send in more blood, right, to feed and nourish the fat. Well, how many blood vessels do you think it takes to actually nourish one additional pound of fat?
Oh, my God, probably a lot. Millions.
How about 7 miles?
Wow.
Worth of additional blood vessels.
Right.
For each pound.
Yep.
Of fat.
Yep.
So if I'm carrying 10 extra pounds,
mm-hmm.
right, I literally have 70 miles of additional blood vessels, right? If I'm carrying 20 pounds, I have 140 miles of additional blood vessels that my heart has to be able to push all that blood through another 140 miles
right.
of blood vessels to nourish that additional weight.
Mm.
And then it creates all these other host of problems too. The CDC actually, well, it doesn't matter. I'm trying to think of when it was. Who cares? Recently actually looked and they actually said that in the last very recently there's 630,000 diagnosed cases of cancer in the last 2 years that are directly attributable to obesity and overweight.
I can imagine. Boy, that you turned into a Debbie Downer today.
I'm a Debbie Downer, but the great news is there's a simple solution to this.
Thank God.
Right? Yep. So it's movement. It's eating more plants. There's several things we've talked about in the past
mm-hmm.
that we can do this, and that's removing that interference.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I've got 20 or 30 pounds, 40 pounds on top of my body, that's an interference to that vital expression of my body. Remove that interference, the body will do its thing. That inflammation comes down. And that whole other host of problems from type 2 diabetes to cardiovascular disease to cancer to inflammation to joint health, all of that stuff. It's not like you have to know the details of all this. That one simple solution takes care of a plethora, a whole host of other problems. It's amazing stuff.
It is amazing.
It was one simple idea.
Okay, so real quick, about 30 seconds left, you said curcumin and cinnamon in Botswana?
No, no. It was curcumin from turmeric.
Okay.
Right, and then we got ginger.
Ginger, not cinnamon.
And boswellia.
Okay, boswellia, right.
And in addition, ginger. You would have a really high-quality probiotic with that and optimize your vitamin D.
And you'll get that by going to Dr. Terlep's website at drterlep.com, where he carries all the nutrients that you need to help your body and get you on the way, as well as to put you into an action plan to keep you moving.
Absolutely.
Terlep Chiropractic, 352-666-2222.
Thanks much. Happy Thanksgiving.
We'll see you next time. Bye.